Shalom. Today, I would like to talk about the cleansing of the temple, as recounted in the Gospel. According to the narrative, Jesus enters the temple and expels the merchants and the money changers, overturning their tables in the process. Undoubtedly, the Gospel narrative expresses strong criticism toward the priest overseeing the temple. However, a crucial question arises. Is this criticism a general indictment of all Jews in the time of Jesus? Or is it specifically targeted at the temple's priest? Throughout history, many have misconstrued these verses. I believe that verse 18, in which the Jews then responded to him, "What sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this?" has led to misinterpretations. The use of the term "the Jews" might erroneously suggest a universal condemnation of all Jews. As a matter of fact, the initial critics of the corruption in the temple were fellow Jews. Our sages, known as Chazal, extensively criticized the corrupt practices within the temple during Jesus' time. Their disapproval was so severe that they attributed the temple's destruction to pervasive corruption, a sentiment echoed by Jesus in the Gospel. The sages lamented the temple's poor spiritual condition and called for a complete overhaul. They asserted, as mentioned at the beginning of the Yoma Tractate, that even the high priest was corrupt and lacked knowledge of the Jewish law. The situation reached a point where the sages doubted the high priest's ability to perform the Yom Kippur service properly. An interesting parallel emerged between Jesus and the sages in verse 16, where Jesus says, "To those who sow doves, he said, 'Get this out of you. Stop turning my father's house into a market.'" Jesus directed a detailed statement specifically at the dove sellers. In Jewish law, there is a distinct mention of dove sellers, categorizing them among those disqualifying from testifying. This may indicate a connection between the sages' strict stance toward dove sellers and the Gospel's portrayal of them desecrating the temple. In summary, comparing the words of Jesus with those of the sages reveals that the Gospel's narrative is not a blanket condemnation of all Jews. Moreover, the sages themselves actively joined in the criticizing the corruption practices within the temple. Shalom ותודה רבה.